USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois police say 6 people are dead and 24 more are injured after a shooting at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois.
The suspect is currently described as a male white, approximately 18 to 20 years old, with longer black hair, a small build, and wearing a white or blue t-shirt.
Highland Park Police Commander Chris O'Neill saying the suspect is still at large. A rifle was discovered from the crime scene. Authorities urging everyone in the area to shelter in place and remain indoors. Highland Park Deputy Chief Chris Covelli says the suspect began the shooting spree from a building.
It does appear he was shooting from a roof.
Last-minute travelers are coping with more flight delays on the 4th of July. FlightAware reporting at least 1,000 flights across the United States have been delayed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keeps hair. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Ukraine's president says rebuilding his country is a common task of the democratic world. Speaking at the Ukraine Recovery Conference, President Zelensky said reconstruction of Ukraine is not a local project. It's not a project of one nation. The Ukrainian leader saying restoring Ukraine means restoring the principle of life. Authorities are still searching for answers after tragedy strikes in Denmark.
A 22-year-old man suspected of killing 3 people at a shopping center in Denmark's capital of Copenhagen has been charged with murder. 2 Danish citizens, both aged 17, and a 47-year-old Russian citizen were killed in Sunday's attack. Police said the suspect, described as an ethnic Dane, had mental health issues and there was no indication of a terror motive. The suspect will be remanded in a closed psychiatric ward for 24 days to be evaluated.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
President Joe Biden tweets at gas companies asking them to bring down the price at the pump to reflect the cost they're paying for the product. Appearing on Fox News, Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick reacts to the president's plea.
You can't afford what they are paying, what they're asking, and it's not the gas station's fault. It's the fact that this president has had an all-out assault on our domestic energy supply.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos responding to President Biden's tweet, claiming the president is either misdirecting or doesn't understand basic market dynamics. Diplomats from the United States and other NATO allies met with Russian and Chinese officials at the World Peace Forum in Beijing. U.S. Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns says the invasion of Ukraine was unprovoked.
The fact that Russia crossed the border with an armed force, unprovoked, and has started this war with so much human suffering, so many innocent civilians dead in Ukraine. This is a direct violation of the United Nations Charter.
Ryan Lochte is auctioning off his Olympic medals. The swimmer is selling his 3 silver medals and bronze medals. The Florida native says he's going to donate the proceeds to a charity that funds dream vacations for seriously ill children. The bidding process starts on July 21st at RR Auction in Boston.